everybody knows there are certain things you don't do and you do do at weddings. Like if you're a wedding guest.
You said do do.
There are certain. I said do do. I did say do do. This is already starting off great. But as a wedding guest, you know, there are certain things that you know that you're, it's expected of you. For example, do not wear white. Don't wear a white dress if right. you're a female. You know what I mean? That's for the bride. She wears the white dress. Mostly. Most girls are not wearing white anymore, by the way. Mm-hmm. Make sure you keep your phone on silent.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you don't have your phone going off during a romantic moment or the vows or any of that kind of stuff. That's just rude. And you don't do anything that's going to take the attention away from the couple. You go to the wedding knowing this is their big day. You're there to support them. You're not there to make it about you. Like, we all know that as a wedding guest, okay? So what do you do if your boss asks you if he can propose to his partner at your wedding?
No.
What do you do? Yeah.
No.
This is what this happened to a 24-year-old dude. He was set to get married in a couple of weeks. His boss said, you know, can I use your wedding to propose to my girlfriend? Here's what I want to do. I want your bride to be, when she's the bride, instead of taking the bouquet and throwing it over and, you know, whoever catches it is the next to get married, I want her to just, as a surprise, walk over to my girlfriend, hand it to her, hand her the bouquet, and then I'm going to get down on one knee and propose.
That's kind of clever, though.
It's not a bad idea. Yeah,
I kind of like the idea. It's kind of clever. I mean, you're going to do that if you... It's the reception. As long as you don't mess with the wedding... Mm-hmm. I think the reception, if you come up with something like that, I don't think that's so bad.
Yeah, it's the reception. It's the part where, like, a lot of stuff goes on at receptions. You know, the cutting of the cake, the first dance. There's a lot of moments that you have to deal with at, as a wedding guest at a reception. Not every bride throws her flowers. I didn't, because mine was a really expensive bouquet of peonies, and they were really beautiful, and there was no way I was going to throw them.
Of course. Of course you didn't want to throw them to somebody. They didn't pay for them. You paid for them, and there was right. some special flower that only blooms in for 1 week in Africa. Exactly. Of course that's what you had.
Pretty much, yep.
And you wanted to yeah. save them, and if you would have thrown them, some bitch would have caught them, and the bitch wouldn't have given you the flowers back. So,
exactly.
Oh, that's exactly what you thought.
Exactly. So I did not throw my flowers. I did all the other things that you do, like I said, cutting of the cake and, you know, whatever other little wedding milestones you're supposed to do. But I, yeah, my flowers are my flowers. Tough bitch. I paid for them. I've been at weddings where they're going to throw the bouquet and I'm still sitting and eating. First of all, I don't want to catch the bouquet. And second of all, I'm sorry, this food's too good and it's free. I'm not getting up.
People are getting wasted. If people are drinking and doing all that, then the game on. As long as it doesn't happen during the wedding, reception's a different story.
Right. I think the throwing of the bouquet part is such a... I don't know, if you've ever been to a sporting event of any kind and there's like a little melee that takes place over in like section B7. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You see something going on, but you're busy watching the game. You know what I mean? You're not looking over at B7 and seeing whatever little melee is happening. I feel like yeah. the throwing of the flowers is like a little, they don't stop the wedding down to do that. It's weird to do that. So mm-hmm. I wouldn't have had a problem with this if it was my wedding because, it depends on how much you like your boss. Do you like your boss? Is this a person that you respect and a person you like? If it's a boss like you and I have had in the past, you know, there's certain big bosses, like the big boss we would do it for.
We wouldn't now, but back then we would have.
No, well, now we wouldn't. The big boss.
Kiss my, yeah, big boss can kiss my ass.
Yeah, now he can kiss our ass. But right. back then, we really liked him. And if he asked us anything, we would have done it in a heartbeat.
Yeah, now we wish him cancer.
Yeah, now we wish him cancer. So so we certainly would not say yes. Well, I don't know about cancer, Anthony. But
COVID.
We wish him COVID. We definitely wish him COVID.
We wish all three of them COVID.
We wish all three of them COVID.
And Delta.
Exactly.
Delta. We wish them Delta in the hospital COVID. With a touch.
Not Omicron. Not I have the sniffles COVID. We want you to suffer.
With a touch of cancer. I mean, they can have skin cancer.
No, the big boss
can because, oh, yeah. Okay. One of the bosses you do wish that on.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, we're saving up piss for them when they die to pee on their grave. So you can't say you don't wish them harm.
I'll be honest. When everybody was getting sick and dying of COVID and being hospitalized, one of our bosses was really, really unhealthy. And we assumed unvaccinated as well.
Oh, they were unhealthy just walking around.
Just walking around. So I'll be honest. I did go to the Facebook page to see if they were still alive. I did check to see if it was a memorial page yet or not.
Yeah, because I'm going to start drinking water now. I'm saving up a lot of urine for certain people's graves. And I will book a flight for that. There are 6 people on my list, by the way.
Yes. I know who they are.
And one I'm on the, 6. And one I'm on the air with right now. So,
hey!
You deserve it.
Are you kidding? I already have it set up that I'm getting my ashes scattered all over your house, all over your property. I'm never leaving you alone. Oh, God. Anyway, so the groom refused. The boss took it badly, and now he's having issues at work. But the groom said he already knew how his bride was going to feel about it, because here's why. He said a few years ago, they were watching a Facebook video where something like that happened, where somebody proposed at somebody else's wedding, and she was like, oh, that's awful. Like, people shouldn't ever ask the bride for anything like that. Like, don't put her in this situation. So the groom said that he didn't even want to tell his wife-to-be because she's a people pleaser and she would want to help the boss. But he said that I'm not even going to run it by her because she deserves a lovely wedding unmarred by anybody else's proposal. And what he decided to do is uninvite the boss, not let him propose, and find another job.
Wow, people are quitting over anything now, so that doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's a good thing to quit over.
Yeah, you just don't want to deal with it. I mean, if you can find another job pretty quick.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think this COVID thing has really changed people's minds about their job. I mean, there's people that hate their job, but now it's getting to the point of, I really hate my job, and I'm just going to quit.
I think people are feeling, they're seeing enough people around them dying, or at least getting very sick, where they're starting to reevaluate what life is about. And then also remember, we are really tied to social media, and Betty White died, Peter Bogdanovich died, Bob Saget died. It just seems like there's so much death around us. You know, every time we hear about death from COVID, people are changing their view on what's important in life, like where they want to live. I mean, right now, there's 2 things that are going on I thought was really interesting. People are moving out of New York in droves for 2 reasons. One, because
taxes. They can't.
They can't afford to live here because they chose to either take a different job, downgrade their job, whatever. They can't afford to live here. And then a lot of people are like, even if I can afford to live here, why would I spend this amount of money every single month to live in a 700 square foot apartment when I can live in a 4-bedroom house in North Carolina?
And not shovel snow and not deal with all the crap that you have to deal with. And you can park in your own driveway or your garage.
Right.
And you can work from anywhere now.
I walk out my door. There's somebody blocking my doors. I'm trying to get out of my building. You know, from my building, when I walk the dog in the morning, just from the front door of my building to where she likes to go pee, I probably encountered 20 people just in that 100-foot space. So I think people, because of COVID, they don't want to be around other people. They don't want to deal with subways and buses and somebody coughing on you in restaurants. And, you know, so they're moving out of New York because they're reevaluating because of COVID. The other thing that's happening, I don't know if you saw this story today, Rolls Royce is selling the most Rolls Royces in the year that they have ever sold, in the history of the company. They said they're hearing the same thing over and over. People are like, I've always wanted to drive one. Life's too short. People are dying. I don't want to wait until I'm 70. If I can afford one by then, I'm going to do what I have to do and get a Rolls Royce now. So, so people that have a steady income, you know, I don't know what it is per month for a Rolls Royce, but whatever it is, people are doing it.
Yeah, that should be their slogan. That should be their ad campaign. You don't want to wait till you're 70 and you're dead. Buy one now. You always wanted to drive one. Come on. Down to the new Rolls Royce. Just $37,000 a month.